Brother Johnny Bowie. Brother Johnny.
Our precious Heavenly Father, we come to Thee to thank Thee for the wonderful convention we've had. Bless our brother Richard as he reviews and takes your thoughts of the echoes of this, our wonderful convention that we had. Bless all the ones that had to leave early. Grant them a safe and good trip home to wherever they're going. Bless them all and bless everyone throughout the world. And we thank Thee for Thy Son, Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Johnny. All right, brethren. Without further ado here, we'll open this service on up to Brother Richard Beniak. Richard?
Good afternoon, brethren. It's time for some reflections on what we have learned, what we have been exposed to in the last two or three days in terms of spiritual nourishment. The sentiments of this hymn that we just sang are really, really wonderful to me. The concept of being in the likeness of our Lord. And then in the final verse, when the arms of my Father encircle His child. The Emperor of the universe encircling His new family will be a wonderful thought to us to be part, if we're faithful, of that great family. It's some wonderful sentiments. And hopefully as we journey on into this new year, we can continue to further commit our lives to that goal that we have set before us. That goal that we're trying to achieve. You know, it's interesting to me. I thought about the concept of coming to conventions. And I guess the biggest thrill that I get at coming to conventions is that I see a lot of brethren that I've never seen before. You know, every day we pray for all our brethren. So it's nice to see all these brethren that we pray for every day that we've never seen before. That was one of the thrills that I had when I went to my first international convention, of going into that assembly hall and seeing 1,000 brethren gathered there. It was really wonderful to see all of them. And again, it's the same concept of praying for them all every day, and yet we don't even know who we're praying for. So it's really wonderful to see at least part of those that we're praying for at some given time. But the last few days have had some real blessings in some of the messages that we've gotten. We've heard about Solomon's temple. We've heard something about the other Christmas day. We've heard some ideas about our earliest thoughts on what we should be doing each and every morning and each and every day of our lives. The privilege we have of addressing our Father in prayer each and every day. We've heard some issues about the pursuit of truth. Some comments about, are we paying the temple tax? And then a dissertation on the 100 silver sockets, our foundation of truth. We heard a dissertation on rightly dividing Malachi, although it was really rightly dividing the truth, but it was focused on the book of Malachi. Brother Thompson delivered a dissertation on character development, what we should be doing to make our calling election sure. And finally, Brother Montague this morning gave us a lesson on what we have to do and what we do in suffering for righteousness' sake. The three studies that we've had have been really been a great benefit to us. We started off with the manner of our Lord's second presence. Brother Freeman Thompson gave us a study on vows unto the Lord. Brother Stewart gave us a wonderful lesson on wellsprings of truth and life. It certainly is a lot of things to consider and reflect on, and the blessings that we receive from all of these. So I'd like to hear from all of you and hear your comments about what your blessings or the benefits you receive from these last few days and reflections upon them. Testimony meetings are for you, brethren. So who would like to be first to express their blessings that they have received from this convention? Please state your name and your ecclesia so we can know who you are and where you're from, please.
I'm Johnny Golby from Barrhead, Alberta, Canada. And the whole convention has been put together in such a way that I think all of us are going to go home and reflect on different aspects of this convention. It has been such uplifting, and there's been lots of things in the convention that I'm going to have to go over all my notes and do a lot of study on them. But it has been a very wonderful convention, and the Phoenix class have got to be complimented in the way they handled it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Golden. Yes, indeed, we do have a great deal of gratitude to the brethren here in Phoenix for this giving us this opportunity to share this time together. And we are grateful for their labors of love. Who would like to be next? I remember somebody telling me at one time that being the chairman of a testimony meeting was a real trial of patience. Brother John.
Yes. Well, first of all, I haven't had an opportunity yet to bring the love of our home ecclesia, so I'd like to do that. Southwest Oregon Bible students, they wanted their love sent. I thoroughly have enjoyed this convention and learned some new things, new thoughts on Solomon's Temple and the other Christmas story, and particularly in the 100 silver sockets, new thoughts. And mostly, I also enjoyed the three studies. I thought those were very, very beneficial. So I do wish to thank the Phoenix class for their efforts, both in preparing this and also in the meals. Having been here last year, I can really appreciate their efforts here as far as preparing and furnishing meals for us. So, lots of food, both temporal and spiritual. I'm grateful for it. Thank you.
I still remember my brother's comments when he went to conventions. He said, you know, I'm not going there for the fishes and the loaves. I'm going there for the spiritual nourishment. Thank you, Brother John, and we appreciate your being here. Who would like to be next? Sister?
I'm Aislinn Stewart from the Phoenix class, and I've been helping with the CUC Me service during the convention, and I just wanted to let you know that there's been 20-plus connections throughout the convention from brethren all over the country, and they're very appreciative of this service. And I also wanted to bring the special love and greetings to the convention from Brother Leon and Sister Barbara Millen in California, and also love from Sister Charlotte and Brother Tom Adams.
Thanks, Sister Stewart. We're certainly grateful to all the brethren for tuning in to listening to the convention, because it's certainly a blessing for them to have this ability through the electronic media to be able to share this time with us. Even though we don't see them, it's again the concept of praying for them when we don't see them. Would like to be next? Sister Precup? In the corner, Brother.
Was that you?
Yeah.
You're next.
I will have to apologize for my somehow difficult expressing myself. I want to thank the Lord very much for giving me this opportunity to come and be at this convention. First of all, because this was my first purpose, to come to visit my family and especially the little one which is in my arms. It is such a big blessing. No doubt that I needed this experience with him especially. I am sure the Lord had a purpose in this. It's so heart-melting to take care or be around such a small and innocent soul. Of course, seeing the family and seeing the brethren whom I arrived to know in the past, my past visits to United States, to know them and to love them. It is a double blessing. And the third part of the blessing is, of course, this convention. I enjoyed very much the discourses, and in some of them, of course, things which are expressed which maybe we have different views on them do not harm us because they test our faith and our understanding of the truth. And I think the test must come in some way. And this is good for us. The Lord knows better always what is good for us. Then I would like to bring to you and give thanks very specially to the brethren in Phoenix who prepared, arranged for this convention. There was such a without noise, a movement, you know, everything goes smoothly, without noise, arranged the programs and the services before, and it is such a pleasant thing to witness such a, an arrangement. I would like to also say about yesterday, Enver, our little ones, staying here, he was very quiet, but at the moment he woke up, and it was during the panel, and he started to make some noises as if he commented something. So it was, for me, it was something very pleasant. And he smiled all the time. And I think that bringing the children in the meetings is a good way to educate them. Probably the voices and singing are for them like... they put them to sleep. You know, it is something calming for them. At last, I would like to bring the greetings from the Romanian brethren to the brethren in United States whom I was going to meet, and especially from Sister Lisa asked me to the brethren in convention in Phoenix. So it is my pleasure to bring it to you. May the Lord bless you all and continue to be with you in your life and your activities for His glory.
Thank you, Sister Betty. You did much better than I did when I was in Romania. I learned one word when I was there, pace, and I think that's the word that I used throughout my whole stay in Romania. But it's certainly been a pleasure to have you here with us and sharing this time with us. Sister Lee?
I too want to thank the Ecclesia here for sponsoring the convention, both the temporal as well as the spiritual portion. I really especially enjoyed the studies. I enjoyed Brother Ken's study very, very much, and Brother Laddie's as well today, and Brother Friedman's. Sometimes, you know, being from the Midwest originally, we never had study conventions. And so I'm kind of used to that. I'm used to the elders preparing and not really the convention congregation preparing. But I do want to say how much I enjoyed those three studies very, very much. And I thank those brothers for leading them. I thank all the brothers who gave discourses. I thought character development, even today the one on suffering for Christ's sake so that we can reign with Him. I thank you all because you all were part of the convention. And I also want to thank the Grugines for opening their home, both for me as well as my pup. And I'm sure it was brought by Michael, but I'll just add it that I bring the love of all the brethren at the Bible Student Retirement Center. Many of them are probably listening as we're all testifying. We have a wonderful set up there because there's one connection, and through that computer connection, everyone who is connected to Comcast cable system turns on their channel 11, and through closed circuit television, they're all enjoying this convention there if they turn their television on. So it's a real blessing that we have there, and we appreciate very much when the conventions are on CUCME, because I too, when I'm there, I enjoy it. So we thank you all very much for sponsoring it and for being here and for the fellowship and everything that went into the convention. And the Lord bless you all in the new year.
Thank you, Sister Lee. We appreciate your being here too. It's wonderful to share this time with brethren and to be enlightened with some of the spiritual messages that we get from the platform. certainly a blessing to all of us, and conventions would not be very worthwhile if people didn't come to them. So it's brethren that come also that make this whole thing a worthwhile venture. Who would like to be next? Mr. Colby?
I'd like to thank everyone for everything they did for this convention and all the speakers. And I like to pick out a few things here, like Brother Freeman's, the vows unto the Lord, making us more strong from day to day. We are not our own, but are bought. All those talks were so good. David Rice, I will seek not to honor self, but the Lord. I'll be careful to honor the Lord with my lips. And Brother Richard's, the earliest thoughts, that was very good where you went through the verse that we have in our manna resolve, yes, line by line. It very really brought it out good. And Brother Ken Ross, and well, he does a good job. And I just underlined the one part, watch our motives, after his first talk on the temple taxes. And the silver sockets, that was new, and that was interesting, going through the divine plan, chapter by chapter. It really brought things out. Like talking about Christ, the head of our body, the great deliverer. And then we had Brother Thompson again. Must have been a study talk, I'm not sure. Anyway, I picked out, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then we had Michael Braun with another good talk, rightly defending Malachi. And then Brother Freeman, building character. Now there was something for us to really pay attention to. And Homer's on suffering. We need to reset our hearts on things of the Heavenly Father and not of things of worldly things. And then Brother Laddie Stewart and the Rivers of Salvation. That was a very good study. All the studies were good, but they really bring things out to us. And thank everybody. Everybody had a lot of work into this. The ones that put on the convention. And of course we have a brother and sister that let us park in their barnyard every year and look at their horses. I think everybody knows who we're talking about. I don't know where they are. They're working in the kitchen. So I'll have to thank them personally.
Yes, we certainly did get a lot of information and lessons that will help us in the coming year to do some self-examination in our Christian lives to make sure that we're doing the things that are appropriate to building our character into an acceptable fashion that the Lord will be pleased with. And I'm sure that all of us are trying to do that to the best of our ability. Sister Mingus?
Dear brethren, I wasn't here for every talk. I missed much of the convention, but what I did hear was, and I'm sure it all would have been a blessing, a wonderful blessing for us. And sort of rambling thoughts, I guess, but David Rice's talk about the other Hanukkah. I'm so pleased and glad that somebody like David is able to follow the threads through of events that over and over show us that the Lord in those days and even with us now is his patience shows how Israel would get into trouble. And then the Lord would eventually, and have consequences too, but then the Lord would eventually show them that obedience is the way to go. And so it is with our lives, and we'll be in the next stage too. A lot of patience will still be required with the world of mankind, and God is the author of patience, and he just is so patient, knowing, waiting for what he wants from us, and giving us every opportunity to realize that for ourselves. And I like the thought of this, the other morning's manna, about thank the Lord that he's kept us for another year from falling. It's just like a beneficence to be here and to have been among you, and we had the blessing of meeting a new member of the family this weekend, and it's been a very choice few days, and we do too thank the brethren for having put it on. It in every aspect, it's been a beautiful convention. Thank them, thank the Heavenly Father for all he's done for us and will continue to do if we but ask and put ourselves in his care.
Well, we're certainly glad that you and Brother Steve could make it to the convention, because again, being here and sharing in the blessings of this convention is certainly an important aspect in our lives.
Well, as most of you know, this is my first convention. Actually, this is my first meeting, and I'd just like to thank all of you for welcoming you into the family of God. I mean, you've been fantastic ambassadors, and you've really been kind, warm-hearted, and I couldn't have felt more welcome from all of you. If any of you I haven't met, that's my mistake and that's my fault. I wish I could have met everyone face-to-face. I tried to meet as many as I could, but this, you know, coming from the darkness of what I had to this is it's just phenomenal. I mean, I have the information, and I know the divine plan. The next big piece, of course, was the brethren, and when I came into the room, to the basically to God's people, I was just overwhelmed with the kindness and the true warmth and the knowledge. I mean, that the brothers and doing the talks. I mean, the knowledge, the absolute love of the truth is just. I was just overwhelmed. And I'm going to get on the old Ron's list here and try to fellowship with as many of you as I can. I look forward to getting back to Sacramento, getting involved with the ecclesia there. The hymns here, compared to what the nonsense we used to have to sing at the Watchtower, I mean, these are beautiful prayers. I really felt the presence of the Lord singing these songs, and I felt all of you. I just felt really joined in. This is really what a blessing that these hymns are. And just beautiful music to the Lord. Really enjoyed how the breaks are set up to where there's so much fellowship involved. When we were at the Watchtower, I mean, we had what 3 hours or 4 hours of sitting in our seats, and then you get up and walk around for an hour for lunch, and then you're back in your seat, and the whole set of meetings is just about, you know, beating you over the head. And here, so much time to really fellowship with each other. So anyway, I'd like to thank you all, each and every one of you. It's been such a blessing, and I look forward to Lord willing to being with you all forevermore. Thank you.
Well, we certainly appreciate welcoming you into the fellowship, Brother Jim. And our Lord told us that if we don't love one another, there won't be a place in the kingdom for us. So it's important that we do appreciate each other and love one another. Oh, Brother Dave.
Brother Richard and dear brethren, I'm glad to be here. I was just always look forward to the convention here, which I almost always make unless I have a commitment somewhere else, and this year I was pleased to be here. You know, when Brother Jim finished his testimony, he just kind of tailed off with those words, look forward to being with you forevermore. Well, that's the blessed hope we have of being together forevermore and in company with our Lord, and knowing not just that it's a pleasant association, which it will be, but that it's a sacred association and it's in harmony with all of the appointments of the Heavenly Father and with our Lord Jesus as Master of the body. And Brother Jim was mentioning about the fellowship and the studiousness of the brethren and things that we can take for granted, but it's kind of refreshing to have a new mind on the issue to kind of show us the appreciation of those things, which are to be deeply appreciated by us day by day. I did appreciate the convention, and one of the services that I was focused on was Malachi, because Malachi is that book in the Old Testament. We pay a lot of attention to it because it has prophecies of our Lord's first advent, and they parallel the prophecies of the second advent. Trying to figure out how Malachi works in, just who he was when he appeared, it seems like that's one of the more difficult authors of the Bible to pinpoint. His name means messenger, and some wonder if that's just kind of a pseudonym, and just where he appeared, there's no other reference to that person, as Malachi. So I was interested in some of the comments on it. Brother Rawson's handout, which was not related to a service, but which was so appropriate for the beginning of a new year, to set our minds upon looking beyond the past and looking toward the future and being resolve ourselves to live more earnestly and more devotedly, and if there's any faults or failings, to pick ourselves up and proceed afresh. So I'm looking forward to the new year as a year of opportunity, and looking forward to trying to accomplish whatever it is that the Lord has for us to do. And one of the texts mentioned by one of the brethren in the convention, or maybe it was testimony about Ecclesiastes, I think it was Sister Ross, and if you regard the wind, or the weather, you wouldn't sow, but cast your bread upon many waters, and you'll have it after many days. But it was, I know what it was. Withhold not thy hand, for you know not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether both shall be alike good. And when you try to figure out what it is that the Lord would have you to do and enter in with earnestness and desire and interest, we don't always know which will prosper. I was thankful for the testimony of Brother Laddie about how many things have prospered in the little band that is trying to put forth the Lord's word there, and rejoice it with him in that. And so we look forward to the new year with interest and enthusiasm. And I'm glad to be here. I did want to especially notice the sisters and their cooperative labors together for the blessing of the brethren here. And I was just impressed, gratified, thankful, and appreciative. And sometimes the sisters will try to take that burden upon themselves and later realize it's just too much. But all I heard was how pleasant it was to work together and cooperate. And that kind of spirit speaks of the spirit of Christ that's motivating the service of the brethren. And very blessed to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother David. We certainly do appreciate your being here and your service to this convention also. It was rather interesting. I recall the very first year that I consecrated. Sister Joanne and I went to Chicago to the convention there in May, and I was really duly impressed with the elders of the Chicago Ecclesia, because they were all serving meals and cleaning up, and I thought, that's really washing each other's feet. And I saw that same spirit here with the sisters in preparing and doing the things to serve the brethren here at this convention. It's certainly a wonderful spirit and a wonderful way of doing things, and it demonstrates their brotherly love and their appreciation to those who are attending the convention here. Who would like to be next? Brother Alex?
Hello, I'm Alex Borkula from the Phoenix Ecclesia, and I would like to thank everyone that has come to this convention, and it's a blessing to see brethren that we know and also meet new ones. And I have received a lot of blessings from this convention, and it's always the truth that we get a lot of refueling is like a gas station for us, that we refuel ourselves with the Spirit, and it helps us to keep going. And I definitely got a lot of help, a good kick for the new year. And I wasn't used to this until I came to Phoenix, but it's very nice to have a convention at the at New Year's time, and the best way to start a year for sure. And I appreciate it very much, Brother Ken Rawson's handout. I think that's very edifying, and we always have more problems with the year that just passes, and we look back and see more faults than and successes, and we have to focus on improving and be happy that we did succeed in some things, and never give up. That's the key to our success for sure. So I thank the Lord for this convention and everyone, and I would want to make sure that we all send our love to everybody that came through to their ecclesias from wherever they came. So thank you.
Thank you, Brother Alex. It's certainly we appreciate the efforts of the Phoenix Brethren for putting on this convention. I was really impressed with one of the statements that was made during one of the presentations, and that was that when we are standing before the great judge to be held accountable, it will not be our stewardship will, and our accountability will not be based on whether or not we contended totally for the truth, and how much we contended for the truth, or how much we learned of the truth, but it will be based upon how we use that truth to build our characters in the image of our Lord and Master. So it's not how much knowledge we gain, it's how we use the knowledge that we do gain in preparing ourselves for the task that the Lord has in mind for us. It's building our characters, our loyalty to God. That's the important thing, how we use the truth to do that. I thought that was really a significant fact for us to consider as we go forth in the new year, to make sure that we're using this truth to apply to building our characters.
I'm Kitty Yanella from the Phoenix class, and I've been sitting here listening to the various echoes of the convention, and you know, it's a good thing we have this at the end of the convention, because you get so much material and you can only process it so fast, and when you're not in the meetings at all the times, so we were busy in the kitchen most of the time. But you catch a little here, then you catch a little there, and you say, oh, I wish I'd heard the beginning of that, or I didn't get to hear the ending of that. And so now it's kind of a chance to get a review of what really went on. And I was impressed with the fact that what I did hear, all of it helped, in a sense, to fortify one for the coming year. And that's our fortitude is a thing that really has to be built up so that we can stand firm and... when the challenges come along, that we don't fall flat on our faces, but that we continue to keep on going. And I appreciated Alex's thoughts too, because we don't know what the new year will hold for us. And we know that as conditions get worse in the world, the pressures reach out and touch all of us. We're all involved because we live here, and this is our place. But if we can have faith and trust in the Lord that He will overrule all things to our best spiritual good, those are nice words and they're easy to say, but they're not always so easy to follow through on. So if we have fortified ourselves in advance and built up an immunity to some of the things that we, you know, face all the time, maybe we'll do a better job in the next 12 months. And so I'm hoping that the convention is a good starting off point for the year to get your immune system built up so that you can handle the things that come your way, because we know that there's always something. Every day there's something, and it comes from directions that you least expect sometimes. So we appreciate the fact that the Lord has made so many provisions for us and given us the blessings of convention and the blessings of fellowship, the blessings of communication, and all of these things. And really, there isn't anyone closer than the brethren. They're our family. And when your own family is practically gone, just John and I that are left now, you appreciate the extended family and the truth even more. And there is a closeness there that you couldn't begin to explain to anyone in the world. You just couldn't. They think you're crazy for running off to 3 days to a convention at New Year's. You know, New Year's, you're supposed to go out and have fun. Well, we might not say that we're having fun, but we're very joyous, and we appreciate all the good things that the Lord has provided for us at these conventions. And we appreciate the effort of those that came, especially with weather conditions being what they are in different places, and this is the season for flu and cold and all these things. So we're glad that as many could come as did, and we appreciate your presence here, and hope that perhaps sometime during the year we'll have opportunity to get out and go to other conventions as well. But in the meantime, we do remember you in prayer and ask an interest in your prayers too, that we might do a better job this year and be better fortified to ward off the bad influences and the wiles of Satan. And God bless all of you.
Thank you, Sister Yanela. Now, this process of sanctification is really one that is a real task for us. It's not one that we discontinue at some point and say that we've done enough. We have to continue it day by day, year by year, until we finally finish our course. So it's a job for us to do. Each and every year we have to re-examine our lives and do some self-examination to find out whether or not how we're doing on our consecrated lives, to make sure that we're fulfilling our commitment to God and serving Him. Sister Virginia? Oh, Brother Emil?
Brethren, just I've appreciated the testimonies, appreciate the brethren being with us. I'll give you just a little history of the New Year convention. Many years ago, we had a convention, I think it was more in the fall of the year. Brother Ed Fay was present at that convention, and he suggested, Brother Emil, he says, why don't you try to have a New Year convention? He says, you have the climate for it here. He says, many people come out here in the winter time for the winter weather, and it would be a more convenient time probably for you to have a convention, a New Year convention. And that is what has prompted our New Year convention, and why this is a 62nd annual New Year convention. I think it's on the program. It was from that. Now, to know something a little bit about the Fay family, you know, John and Celia were in Yuma. That's out in the middle of the desert, 200 miles from here in the South Desert. They were living at the old Fay camp, which is just west of Picket Post Mountain, west of Superior, up here in Superior. They were dry panning gold, which you can get right out of the surface of the ground there, little flakes of it, and when you get enough of it, you can get a few dollars to buy a little bread, a little groceries. And that's what they were doing. And my father went up there to serve the class. And after he gave a discourse in a little place that didn't have any windows in it or anything, Brother Ed Fay asked if he could take a walk with my father. And so they took a walk. And my father spoke to him about the truth and so forth. And it was that led Brother Ed Fay to consecrate his life to the truths. Some years later, Justine and I went up and we crawled through the barbed wire fence so we could get out to the place where the old Fay camp was at that time. There was nothing left there at all anymore. We dry panned just for a few moments in the dry earth there and found a few flakes of gold. It was really, really there. Enough that they were able to buy bread in the Depression, which was very severe at that time. But that is how the New Year Convention, Brother Ed Fay suggested, why don't you have a New Year Convention? You had the climate for it here, and perhaps the Lord will bless your efforts to do that. And that's why, as you see on the program, this is our 62nd New Year Convention by the Lord's grace. I thought maybe you'd like to know a little bit of the history of that. In due time, my dear wife and I saw the privilege of consecration, and we symbolized together in 1942 at the Los Angeles Convention, and were immersed together. We walked until 12:30 at night the night before, making our joint decision. And a little something to say for my dear wife, who has gone to her reward and who will be waiting for me, and the Lord taking good care of her, and really I'll be so glad to see her again. We were privileged to have 63 years together. She and I went out there to that old Fay camp and found the place where that area, where the truth was being spoken there many years ago. And we're thankful after all these years and to be able to have the Frank and Ernest program, and to know that all of us are much closer to the convention that we've been praying for all these years than we ever were before, and looking forward to it. And let me say, for all of those that have gone before us, we're so glad that you're all here for our 62nd New Year Convention. May God bless us all together. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Hersher. Sister Rawson?
Brother Richard and dear brethren, I hesitated to testify because I expressed some of my thoughts on New Year's Eve. But Brother Montague's talk this morning, I appreciated very much. And reviewing the suffering of the world in contrast with our suffering. And yes, the world is suffering. Everyone is suffering. And eventually, because of eternity, it'll all be worthwhile. They're learning a general lesson of the exceeding sinfulness of sin and the results of it. And of course, it will work for their good. When we think of eternity, why then we know it's worthwhile. But our suffering is closely supervised by the Lord, and I'm thankful for that. And He doesn't allow the fire to get too hot and the burdens to get too heavy, but just enough to accomplish the refining work and the development in our hearts. And I appreciate the promise in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that we all suffer this, share in the same common experiences of the world. But inasmuch as the Lord supervises ours, Paul says that with the temptation also He makes a way to escape that we may be able to bear it. So He supervises and gives us the grace to bear whatever is necessary, and He relieves us of anything that would be too heavy to bear and would likely crush us. So I thank the Lord for His special care over our experiences in life. I appreciate very much being here in the Brethren, and special blessings, of course, in being here, in being able to visit with Vern and Zig afterwards, my sister, and then also to visit with Sister Betty Precup. And we have a special friendship with her over the years, and it was wonderful to be able to share some time with her at this time. And thank Brother David Rice for his comments on the Ecclesiastes scripture. Yes, that's exactly how I felt about it. Only I didn't express it. I read the scriptures, but that's the reason I read it. But it's because if we thought of all the limitations and the problems that might come into our life if we embark on a certain activity, why we would never go ahead with it. But when we consider what the Lord would like us to do, that if we consider it a good work, a profitable work, and the Lord's direction in it, and he will overrule for a blessing. And I'm thankful for that, for the graciousness of our God and our Lord Jesus. I want to thank the brethren again here for all their labors of love on our behalf. And thank the Lord especially for the privilege of being here. Lord bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Rawson. You know, if we think about our Lord suffering, he had a lot of suffering to go through. That was his test of loyalty to the Heavenly Father. It says in the scriptures that if he suffered that much, we certainly are going to, if we're following in his footsteps, we're going to have to encounter maybe not the same suffering, but as much. We're going to have to be thoroughly tested too in order to achieve what the Lord did. Heavenly Father has given him immortality. He's promised us, if we're faithful, immortality. So we had better be tested to the limit of our ability to make sure that we are truly loyal to the Heavenly Father. I was also impressed with one of the scriptures that says the Heavenly Father knows every the count of every hair in your head. I thought that's closeness. That's understanding. It's hard to visualize that kind of understanding and knowledge of an I know it's the emperor of the universe. It's certainly the majesty of God is hard to try to picture in our own minds what God is really like. All we can tell about him is his attributes and character, but his majesty we can't hardly comprehend. But it is certainly going to be our task to be tested to our limit. I'd like to be next. Brother Steve.
Brother Steve Mangos, I bring the love of our class, Southwest Bible students. You know, it's funny, at the end of a meeting like this, when you're testifying, you feel like you're being redundant. But I really feel that this convention has accomplished what every convention should do, and that is to focus our minds and energies on keeping our vows to the Lord in our consecration and focusing us on that narrow way that we have to walk and that to give us the spiritual energy to do so. I wasn't able to be in all the talks and studies, but the ones that I heard and was in certainly did that. Brother Freeman's study on the vow, our vows, the vow, certainly it really emphasized what I was just saying about the importance of our vows and that the importance of keeping them. And I enjoyed the Brother Ken Rossin's study on the presence, and that kind of focused on the idea of study, that we have to continually study to show ourselves approved and to learn more of the truth and what our Heavenly Father wants us to do. So I really appreciated all that I was able to absorb here at the convention. Appreciated the efforts of all. Ask an interest in your prayers, that I may be faithful as I pray for you.
Thank you, Brother Steve. We certainly do and are glad that you could be here with us to share in this spiritual blessing. You know, as we make the turn into this new year, we have to go back and reflect on what we committed to do when we consecrated our lives to the Lord. And the very first thing that we did, we said we were going to do His will. And that's an important factor we need to keep in front of our minds each and every day, that it's not our will, but God's will. When we pray that His will should be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we continue that prayer each and every day.
Well, we got about 2 minutes. I'll, you want to say something else?
Okay, I guess we got time for one more. If anybody gets,
I wanted to make a statement.
You want?
But I'll let her go first.
Oh, okay.
Well, the love from the online brethren continues, and also their thanks. Just a couple more special requests. Sister Ruth Powell sends her special love. Also, Brother Ron Palmgren, Sister Rachel Alexander, Brother Alan Springer, and the brethren in Sighet, Romania wanted their love given. Brother Cy Bozell and Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon Leslie send their love along with Joshua 1:9.
Thank you, Sister Stewart. Go ahead,
I'll be real quick, brethren. I would like to come on a comment after each testimony echoes that we heard tonight. And as the ecclesia of Phoenix here, and by the way, my name's M.C. Williams, and I'm of the Phoenix Ecclesia. We so appreciate all of you coming here. And, conventions like this all over the country are very uplifting for all of us. And to be able to attend like some of us have and some of us do, it must be a wonderful thing. Of course, we all don't have that privilege, but we would surely find an advancement of the spiritual food that God provides for us. So He have touched us, and we don't have to be so much tired about such events, because I think we feel so wonderful here, and we do appreciate all of you coming, wherever, and each and every one of you of us, of the service of God, who have prepared a discourse or whatever you did here for us. We so appreciate that too. And I'll just leave it at that, brethren. And God bless all of you, and go with you and be with you, and remember that you want to be faithful to the end. That's what we all in it for. And keep on trying, no matter how hard. You know, we're not going to be perfect in this life, and let's tolerate each other as much as we can. No, let's tolerate each other all the way we can. Thank you, brother.
Well, brethren, this concludes our testimony meeting. I'll turn this over back to to the chairman.
Thank you, Brother Richard. I wanted to get my jacket, but that's all right. Brother Richard wanted to end this closing with a song of... But first, brother, let me say that we had CDs offered, and we made up a list, and we want to make sure everybody that wanted CDs get their name on that list. Did everyone here, is anybody here that wanted to get their name on the list and want to know how to get CDs here? Get their name on that list, was it not? No. No tapes. I don't think they have that type of equipment to do that. So she'd have to do that, I guess, from the CDs as possible. I might mention that Wednesday night study, a Bible study here in Phoenix, going to be over to Gruton's home, and Brother Rossin is going to serve us there. It's Wednesday at 7:30. I don't know if we all know where Brother Gruton's live, but we can you can surely find out real easy from one of us. So that's about it, brothers. I think we have said it finally, the echoes, and so we come to an end of another convention, and be looking forward to another one as soon as we can. So let's close here. We're closing on page 64 here, and then we have closing prayer. My brother Reggie.
64.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we humbly and reverently once again bow our heads before Thee to express our love and our thanks to Thee for all Thy many bountiful gifts and blessings. We're grateful, Father, for the gift of Thy dear Son, for it is through the merit of His wonderful sacrifice that we have been given this opportunity to be part of Thy spiritual family. We do thank You, Father, for this time that we have had to share together, to be nourished and fed at the feet of the Master, to learn more of Thee and Thy wonderful plans and purposes. We thank You for Thy Holy Spirit in our lives that has opened the eyes of our understanding to Thy great and wonderful plan of salvation for all the families of the earth, to be blessed and to be restored to the perfection that was lost to them through sin and disobedience. We pray for that kingdom, Father, for its full establishment. We pray for the completion of the church and for the peace of Israel, and then the ultimate blessing of all the families of the earth. We pray for that time when Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Be with Thy people everywhere. Help each and every one of them according to their needs, especially those who are undergoing severe difficulties and trials. May their presence, Thy presence be felt with them, and may they be faithful to Thee in all their efforts to serve Thee. We thank the brethren here in Phoenix for their labors of love to bring us together for this time, these past few days, to be separated from the world, to be able to be nourished of Thy precious food. We now leave all in Thy care and keeping, Father. Be with all of those who are traveling, and that be Thy will, may we once again gather together. We pray now and give Thee thanks in the name and merit of the author and finisher of our faith, our loving Master, Jesus Christ. Amen.